ARRL audio news begins right now.
I'm John Ross, KDNIDJ, and this is the ARRL audio news for Friday, August 9th, 2024. Hurricane Debby continues to drench the East Coast. The storm originally made landfall in Florida's Big Bend coastal area just after 11 p.m. on Sunday night, August 4th, as a Category 1 storm near Steinhatchee, Florida. The hurricane was downgraded the following day to a tropical storm and was moving north and east at 10 miles per hour. The amateur radio station at the National Hurricane Center, WX4NHC, the Hurricane Weather Watch Net, and the VOIP Hurricane Net were activated as Debby slowly transversed across southeastern U.S., dumping potentially catastrophic rainfall over widespread parts of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. On Monday morning, August 5th, nearly 248,000 homes and businesses were without electricity. Scott Roberts, KK4ECR, ARRL Northern Florida Section Manager, reported that Clay County Emergency Service Ares was also active. Arch J. Thames, W4CPD, Northern Florida Section Emergency Coordinator, reported that Alachua County and Franklin County Ares were also activated. Thames reported an amateur radio operator was stranded due to high water in Suwannee County. He used the statewide repeater network SARnet to relay the information, and a monitoring operator in Jacksonville, Florida, was able to coordinate with an urban search and rescue team with an embedded ham radio on board and was able to facilitate the rescue of a family. Rick Palm, K1CE, editor of the ARRL Aries Letter, was at his home in Fort White, Florida, when the storm hit. It was another wild ride with huge trees down and river levels rising fast, Palm reported. For 2 days, lots of heavy machinery rolled into our neighborhood to saw up down trees and restore power. The Five Flags Amateur Radio Association, W4UC, located in Pensacola, Florida, was asked by state officials to serve as HF backup for the SARnet system, even though they were outside of the warned area. Tropical Storm Debby, now off the Atlantic coast, will move through the Carolinas and then northeast from the mid-Atlantic states into New England. Colorado State University meteorologists released an updated forecast on Tuesday, August 6th for the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season. That's the day after Hurricane Debby made landfall in Florida's Big Bend. Forecasters reduced the number of named storms slightly from the July forecast, 25 to 23 named storms.